Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Victoria Seaman joins us. She's the Las Vegas City Councilwoman running for mayor of Las Vegas. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
They want us to believe we only have two options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
When Roe versus Wade was overturned, I couldn't believe it.
50 years of progress gone in an instant.
Now I hear Sam Brown was chairman of a group that fought to ban abortion.
With no exceptions, even for rape or incest.
And not only that, Sam Brown tried to hide it now that he's running for Senate, leaving it off his official campaign documents so we wouldn't find out.
It's no surprise that Sam Brown wants to hide his extreme views.
But we know he's not for us.
Win Senate is responsible for the content of this ad.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Victoria Seaman. She is the Las Vegas City Councilwoman of Ward 2, running for mayor of Las Vegas, made it through the primary, and will be against former Congresswoman Shelley Berkley. You still have 2 years left on your term on the City Council. And what I did, Victoria, was, I mean, there's lots of stuff floating around that we could talk about, and we can talk about that perhaps later, because I'd like to do a whole bunch of interviews on this mayor's race, because I think it's so important. But I wanted to deal with things that you've talked about on your website and on your online video. And so let's start with that. You talk about the homeless situation getting worse and crime on the streets. You're on the city council. What is the city council doing about that stuff now?
We're doing a lot, and that's why I want to continue my work as mayor. I have to say that we were the first jurisdiction to come out and build our own shelter. We did the camping ban in 2019, which gave us the ability to bring people to those wraparound services. And now we've contracted with other folks in helping us. Right now, I just went to the second Vegas Stronger graduation, which we have contracted with to help people get off the street. And there were probably 40 graduates there. I was a keynote speaker. I'm impressed at the work that we're doing in the city. And we're just going to continue to do more, especially now that Governor Lombardo has decided to do the new facility to replicate the Haven for Hope. I believe it's called the Hope Campus or Campus of Hope. And so kind of replicating what we did. And we're going to expand our MORE teams, which we already have over the last few years. And those are the folks that go out and help to bring people in for services. But I think one of the most important things we did was that camping ban, because without it, we would not have the ability to bring people in to the corridor of hope for more services.
Okay, and explain the camping ban, because that's a big deal.
So you cannot camp. It's now illegal to camp, and the Supreme Court just struck down the district court's ruling.
Yeah, Grants Pass.
That's right. And so I'm grateful for that, because you cannot camp on public or private property. And the reason that we did that in the first place in 2019 was we had a lot of businesses downtown that were suffering. As you look across the country to our neighboring cities where people are camping, not just right outside people's businesses, but inside their businesses. And the problem is that those businesses have to close. These are people who take their life savings and start a business, and that's how they support their families. So homelessness is not a crime, but you can't encroach upon someone else's property. And when you block those public streets with camps, you can't get into those businesses. This is not a look that we need to have with 40,000 tourists coming every year. So the beauty of it all is that we're helping people. We're getting them to wrap around services.
Is the homeless population increasing at this point, decreasing?
No, it has gone down.
Okay.
So, you know, again, with the governor's new plan for the Hope Campus, I think it's going to really help us because homelessness doesn't know boundaries. So here at the corridor, we're taking in everybody, and it's just not big enough. It's 2 acres. We cannot take in North Las Vegas, the county. We are, but we can't continue. And so what they're doing, which is really a replica of what we did with the Corridor of Hope, which is a replica of the Haven for Hope in San Antonio, I think it's going to be a game changer in Southern Nevada.
One of the things you also talk about, as I mentioned, is crime on the streets. Is crime getting worse in Las Vegas? And isn't that a bad signal for the tourism industry that you want to support? And you are supported, I noticed, endorsed by a lot of different police organizations, unions, etc.
Well, I am endorsed by all of them in Nevada. And I think the reason is because I've you know, spent the last 5 years in meetings with captains, just really there to facilitate what they need to keep our community safe. When I first got elected, we did our 2050 plan. And the most important issue when we did our survey across Las Vegas was public safety. And so we took that very seriously. And so I meet with captains on probably a monthly basis from all over Southern Nevada, not just my ward, and making sure that they have everything they need to keep our community safe. So violent crime is down, but open the newspaper down here and you see murder. Yeah, violent crime might be down, but we're still seeing violent crimes. But property crimes are way up. And this is something that I'm going to continue to work with our legislators on, that, listen, there has to be accountability because we have too many people going into stores and taking out $1,100 worth of goods to the point where our stores are ready to thinking about closing. So we really need to work with our legislators and making sure, and I will be the law and order mayor. I will continue to work shoulder to shoulder with law enforcement. I have a very good relationship with every branch of law enforcement in Nevada.
Okay, but the person that you need to have a great relationship is the Speaker of the Nevada Assembly, which is Steve Yeager, who passed this law. Have you had conversations with him?
No, but I absolutely will have conversations with him. And as you know, we have a lobbyist team and we meet regularly to talk about what they're going to do in the next legislative session. They're well aware. They've been working as much as they can on this. And we're going to take this to the legislature, not just as Councilwoman Victoria Seaman, as a city. We're taking it to the legislature. But yes, I do have a good relationship with Assemblyman Steve Yeager, and I will be having a meeting with him.
You say that on the website that you tackle the problems that others won't. Give me an example or two of the problems that you're tackling that others won't.
The Animal Foundation, Badlands. I mean, these are issues that I've been so outspoken about.
Well, let's take them one at a time because those are two big issues. Explain the situation with the Animal Foundation.
So for decades, they've been failing in the city and they are our shelter. They are funded by three jurisdictions, which would be North Las Vegas, the county, and the city. And this problem was brought to me by Darcy Spears maybe 3 years ago now. And she said, do you understand what's happening there? And I said, no, I don't. All I know is that we fund them. And, you know, I go over there and I do these little adopt a pet. So she started giving me research about what was happening. And when I started probing and asking questions, a lot of folks on the inside contacted me, and it's just been mismanaged for decades. And, you know, as a new councilwoman at the time, I had no idea. And, you know, when I started asking questions, I started digging deeper and found out that not only were they a no-kill shelter, but so many families, animals were put down before they ever had a chance to get them back. And they were kind of euthanizing their way out of it. At the time, the employees contacted me. And you probably know this. At a point, they all walked out. So I took it upon myself to start bringing the attention to the city council members. It took me 2 years, Sam. It took me 2 years working with animal advocates and the city. And, you know, nobody wanted to vote on this. Nobody wanted to deal with it. And we finally got an audit on them. And one other thing that I need to tell you about the Animal Foundation, our contracts didn't give us any ability to tell them how they needed to run their facility. So that was another problem that we encountered. But it took me 2 years, probably a year for the audit, and then another half a year. But now all the jurisdictions came together, and we are doing a request for proposal, and we are getting a new partner, and we are buying back the lead building with all the jurisdictions. And I have to tell you, so this wasn't just bringing the council together. I had to bring three jurisdictions together. And I'm very proud of that work, because this is my job. My job is to make sure that we do tackle the tough issues. And it's not easy. And, you know, you make some enemies along the way, but I have to tell you, our animals are going to be in a much better place, and our constituents are very happy about what we've done. And so this is probably something that I can tell you no one wanted to deal with, but I took it on. I'm grateful I did. And now we're moving forward to a better shelter.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back much more with Victoria Seaman. She's the Las Vegas City Councilwoman from Ward 2, running for mayor of Las Vegas. And we'll be right back after this.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday. Trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you, but we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Victoria Seaman. She's the Las Vegas City Councilwoman of Ward 2, running for mayor of Las Vegas against former Congresswoman Shelley Berkley. You brought up Badlands. Of course, it was on my list to talk to you about. This is the golf course that the developer has been wanting to develop for a long time. The city has lost 3 major judgments already, and there's a 4th one that's even larger that's coming down the pike. Your former colleague, and now Judge Fiore, says that to make that settlement, you can do it with city-owned land, at least in part. Does that sound like a way to go forward here without bankrupting the city of Las Vegas?
I don't agree with Ms. Fiore regarding city-owned land, because if that could have been done, it would have been done. I mean, there were talks about it in the beginning. This is a complex issue that I said when I was running in 2019, before we had any judgments against us, if this doesn't get settled, that we're going to be writing Johann Lowy a big check. And what I said is coming to fruition. When I got elected in 2019, my goal was to make sure we got in the room and had settlement talks. And this went on for now 5 years. But there were 4 people who were in office at the time when I got elected that had been involved with Badlands. So it made it a little bit difficult. And no one wanted to believe that their votes were wrong. As you probably witnessed when we had debates with Councilman Creer, he still stands by that he was standing with constituents. I believe that if we don't have the other judgments by end of year, we're going to get this up. We're still in settlement talks, by the way. We have a new city manager, a new city attorney, whom I am so grateful for, because we've gone through 3 since I've been there, 3 city attorneys and 3 city managers.
And millions of dollars.
And millions of dollars. And I believe we finally have a city manager and a city attorney who are really pushing hard for settlement, because it's important that they explain to the council what the consequences are. So now it isn't just the council, though. You've got to deal with the developer. So we are still in settlement talks. And I believe that we have now just 2 people left that were on the council at the time. We are going to get a settlement probably by the end of the year, or the court's going to make it. But it's a tragedy that we're in this situation at all. And so elections do have consequences. And one of the things that I will do as mayor is make sure that we, when we onboard new council members, that they get some education in how the law, in the law of land, what we can do to help them to understand. Because, but nonetheless, I believe it was political, but you do have to have a little understanding about variances and different things. You can't just hand an onboarding council member a book and say, go home and read it. I think we need to give some sort of training. They do that in the legislature, and I think we need to do a little bit more on the council.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with you that for every elected office, you need training. But I mean, there was an incredible amount of influence from constituents, very wealthy constituents that lived in that neighborhood, that I think certainly made this much more difficult to accomplish. But when you saw the settlement that Clark County made with Jim Rhodes, $80 million settlement, that must have made everybody at the city council and the city in general mortified, I am sure.
Well, again, you know, I've always known that this was something we needed to settle from the very beginning. Again, I got on council after we were already in the courts. And again, I agree with you. This was political. It was political from the beginning, and it's been political. But soon to be, we need to get this settled. This is a priority. And once again, now we're in serious talks once again, and hoping to come to some agreement and hoping to be able to sell that land.
Okay. And do you believe that if it's not settled, that there's a potential for a $1 billion liability for the city of Las Vegas?
I believe that if we're able to sell the land, we're not going to be bankrupt over this. I mean, I'm in some talks, and I'm, you know, privy not to talk about too much, but I'm hoping that we come up with a settlement And if not, then I'm sure that we are going to have to find a way to sell the land. And what's going to happen is exactly how we got into this. It's going to get developed at some point.
But you don't feel, because I mean, I'm aware that the city of Las Vegas does own a lot of land, and you don't think that that could come into play as part of a negotiation so that it wasn't just cash money that was being put towards the developer?
That was something that was discussed at the very beginning in the early settlements, and that just didn't pan out.
Okay. All right, let's take another break. We'll come right back with Victoria Seaman running for mayor after this timeout.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Fantastic cocktails and delicious food. It's a good time to eat. Over 500 hot slots plus electronic table games.
It's a good time to play.
Player rewards and big time jackpots.
It's a good time to win.
Ooh, your good times are tamer.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Victoria Seaman. She's the Las Vegas City Councilwoman for Ward 2, running for mayor of Las Vegas against former Congresswoman Shelley Berkley. Will you debate Shelley Berkley on this program if we can put that together?
Absolutely.
Okay. We are on the record with that. I am glad to hear that. On your website, a line that you put in there that I thought was fascinating, and I want you to explain it, is you want to protect our Las Vegas way of life. What is that? Because that seems like such a multifaceted statement.
Well, it is. But if you look at cities across our nation, they're suffering in a lot of ways. I mean, where I came from, Los Angeles, you know, it's hard to go back even to visit because they're not dealing with the issues of homelessness. They're putting band-aids on them. You see encampments everywhere. You see crime that is so out of control, and people are afraid every day. And I want to protect our way of life. We have over 40 million tourists coming in during Super Bowl, of course, and the F1, we had nearly 60 million tourists. We want to protect that. People's livelihoods depend on that. We also want to protect our way of life, where we are relatively safe here. We have the best police force in the nation. And I can say that with full confidence. I mean, they have a 97% solvability rate in their homicide department. No one across this country does. They have good training. We've had good sheriffs. One of our sheriffs is now governor, and one of our other captains is now our lieutenant governor. So we need a mayor that is law and order. We need a mayor who can work across aisles, which I have since my time in the legislature, to make sure that we're getting things done. You know, I've proven to the public, I'm not afraid to stand up and get things done. And the Animal Foundation is proof of that. Standing up against my you know, my colleagues when it came to Badlands. I will do what it takes to keep Las Vegas safe, to protect Las Vegas.
Let me ask you this. There was another thing that you put on the website that intrigued me. You said that you want to provide opportunity and prosperity for everyone. How?
Exactly that. Bringing in new businesses, supporting businesses, those who want to bring their vision to fruition. I want to make sure that we're streamlining business so that everybody can achieve their dream. I'm tired of getting calls that say they've been waiting months for their deposits back, or, you know, I want to get down into the departments and planning and, you know, see how we can streamline everyone to make sure that everybody has the opportunity, not just deep pockets, but every person has the opportunity to achieve their dreams when it comes to doing business. And once again, bringing in companies that create really good, high-paying jobs.
Ryan Juden did a really good job in North Las Vegas of copying what Story County was doing in terms of, you know, cutting the red tape.
That's exactly what we need to do.
All right, so that's where we got to leave it for today. I'd love to have more conversations because this is a very important race because you're the figure. The mayor is the figurehead of Las Vegas. And Shelley Berkley will be on the program, and then hopefully we can put together a debate. But thank you for doing this morning.
Thank you so much, Sam. It's always good to see you.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. And we'll be right back.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day on various platforms, including television, radio, our website, audio and video podcasts, YouTube. You want to find the show, you can find it pretty darn easily. And we cover politics, business, health, and education. Thanks for watching. We'll see you on the next podcast.